Well, are we all enjoying ourselves here, Irish Week? My name is James Kelly, and I'd like to welcome you to the 19th anniversary of Irish Week here at Augusta. And we have two terrific concerts for you this week. Obviously, this evening is the first one, and there's a number of wonderful musicians and dancers on the bill here this evening. And before we go any further, first of all, I need a round of applause to settle my nerves here, because I'm very, very nervous out in front of you. Oh, that was great. Would you like to do that again? That's okay. Well, before we go any further, first of all, I have a couple of announcements I want to make in the more serious note. We do not allow videos, photographs, or recordings during the concert, and we ask for your cooperation. And some of the things that I found out just recently about Augusta are, for example, this Irish Week brings the largest number of numbers of youth scholarships each year, and in particular this year, I think we have 15 scholarships here at Irish Week, and it's wonderful to see the young people represented here at Augusta. So I'll move on and tell you. That's right. The first group that we have for you this evening features a number of really outstanding people who have a long association with Irish Week. And the first person on the list is a great friend of mine. Actually, I know them all, but I've known this man since 1976. His name is Billy McComiskey. He comes from Brooklyn, New York. He's one of Irish music's greatest accordion players, a man with a huge repertoire of music. In the early part of his career, he learned the bulk of his music from Sean McGlynn in New York. After that, he became a member of the Irish Tradition, a group that was based in the DC area with Brendan Mulvihill and Andy O'Brien. And later he went on to record some records in more recent times with Liz Carroll and Dahi Sproul, aside from all his teaching. The next person in the group is a man called Mike Rafferty from East Galway, a place called Ballinakil in East Galway. And Mike learned his music, again, from a very, very young age. He grew up and eventually emigrated to the United States in 1949. He founded a group called the Sean McGlynn Cayley Band. And in more recent times, he has recorded an album with his daughter, Mary, and another album with some other family members. And he's also working on a third record these days. A very, very important man to meet, and it's a pleasure to have him here at Irish Week. The next person on the list is a man called Brendan Dolan. By the way, are you impressed that I've memorized all this stuff? Haven't looked at once these sheets. The next person on the list is Brendan Dolan from New York, and Brendan's father is the famous Felix Dolan, who, of course, was a founding member of the New York Cayley Band, and he's worked with all the premier people in Irish music in New York in the past 50 years, people from, you know, Paddy Killoran, one of the legends of Irish music, from Sligo to, in more recent times, Brian Conway. Next on the list, Albert Alfonso. Albert is known as MrCelticMusic.com. And Albert, of course, has been involved in Irish music for the last 20 years. He plays the accordion, he plays the drum, and he's one of the great drum makers of the present day. His drums are highly sought after, and he's a very respected drum maker indeed. And believe me, aside from all the fun and games, he's a serious craftsman who makes wonderful instruments. Also, we have Matt Shortridge, who actually came to Augusta as a student, and these days he is teaching Cayley Band, and I believe he's assisting Zan McLeod with his guitar class. He's one of the staples of the DC area, and he's also a multi-instrumentalist, I'm amazed I'm remembering all this stuff. Unbelievable. And last but not least, we have from Glasgow in Scotland, one of the great, great dancers of today, Mick Mulkerran, whose parents are from County Galway. Connemara's father comes from Galway and his mother is from Fermanagh. And Mick used to travel back to Ireland over to Carna to study and look at the great Shannos dancers, who he learned his dancing style from. So ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and give a great round of applause to Billy McComiskey, Mike Rafferty, Matt Shortridge, Brendan Dolan, Albert Alfonso, and Mick Mulkerns. Thanks very much.
Fun getting ready for this. Hope you enjoy it now. Thanks very much. Some steady music there. That's what they call that in East Galway. That's what we're going to play here for you for about a half hour or so. There was a couple of reels. The first one there was called A Mountaintop, and the second one was called A Morning Star. They were put together ages and ages ago. I guess, was it maybe, did Michael Coleman, would they have gone back that far? Or at least the Raymond Roland Quartet played them that way. That's how I got them. I'm going to play two Irish jigs for you now. The first one is called The Mill Pond, and the second one is up in New York. We call it Andy McGann's favorite.
I can't think of a note of the second one at all.
There we go.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm going to think a little harder here. A G and G.
And the first one is in G, and the second one is in G, too.
The last two tunes were in G, weren't they?
And they were in G, too.
Give us two, I guess.
I'm going to play two reels. The first one is called after Paddy Fahey, a composer and a great fiddle player from East Galway as well. and very much alive all the time and still playing, I believe. And the second one is a tune I learned from County Leitrim man. I don't know where it came from, but he didn't have no name for it. And I called it The Lad from Leitrim. I couldn't think of the other name. So I hope I can think of the tunes.
We were delighted to find out that Mick Mulkern was going to be coming out to do a couple of steps with us. It doesn't get much nicer than that. We're going to play a couple of reels here right now. The first one was the Boys of Ballisadare, and the 5 mile chase. Is he out already? We were talking in the back, should he come out for dramatic effect and come flying out with his hands up or something, or maybe just come out after the second tune, but what the hey, does it matter? Let's have a nice round of applause for Mr. Mick Mulkern.
Go the whole way.
our money's worth out of them. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I got out of the shower today and my son was sitting in our room playing a tune on this accordion. It was a nice way to just go walking into the room. Mr. Bob McQuillan, you might have heard of Bob McQuillan, the great New England musician. Gave this box to my son. I don't know why he didn't give it to me. It's a lovely box. It's a, for those of you that follow accordions, it's a, I throw that one in there. It's a 50s vintage pearl gray Pala Soprani with a kind of mid-60s tuning. It's a lovely warm old sounding box. And I asked Brendan Dolan to play these couple of waltzes with me. I wrote both of them. I was about 9 when I wrote made up the first one. I didn't know how to write tunes in. I just hummed it. Never really played it out before. I played it in a bar in the Catskills last week and it was fun. And then the second one I wrote for my wife after our third son Mikey was born. I named that one Sleepless Nights. So the first one is called A Whippoorwill, and the second one is called Sleepless Nights. We'll play them for Bob McQuillan if he's out there, and for Sean for giving me the idea to play this box. Thank you. Okay, we're going to finish up with the two copper plates. Thank you very much now. You're a lovely audience. It's always such a great audience. It's just great to be playing to our fellow musicians and all the students here at Augusta. I've been coming down for a good few years now, and it just seems to get nicer all the time. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to finish up with two reels, the new copper plate and the old copper plate. Sometimes we call the old one the upside down copper plate. So.
Thank you very much.
The next artist we have for you this evening comes from a beautiful part of West Cork called Ballyvourney. He's a native Gaelic speaker, and bordering Ballyvourney is a beautiful area, another lovely area called Coolay, which is where Sean O'Rida moved his family from Dublin down to in the mid-60s. Sean O'Rida was the founding member of a group called Ceoltóirí Chúlainn, which of course would influence Irish music dramatically since the early 60s, actually a group that my father was involved in as well. And out of that group, of course, came the present-day Chieftains. He studied at UCC, University College Cork. He emigrated to the United States in 1974, in fact, to Philadelphia. I think he lived there for a year. He started up a relationship at Mick Maloney, and as he said himself, it hasn't been the same since. Currently, he lives down in a place called Hattiesburg in Mississippi. He's a professor of anthropology at the University of Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg, and he's here this week teaching courses in Irish literature, poetry, and is it songs I have down here? It is songs as well. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Jim Flanagan from Ballyvourney in West Cork. Thanks very much. Well, I didn't realize they were fixing the stage here, so do you want to hear a funny story? This is the story about these three fellas who died and they went to heaven, and they're going in through the pearly gates, and St. Peter has his pad just like myself and a pen, and he's taking notes and everybody that goes into heaven. So anyway, the first fella comes up to him, and Peter said to him, how much money were you making when you were alive? And this fella said to St. Peter, he said, I was making $350,000 a year. And the St. Peter said to me, were you a gynecologist or a radiologist? And this fella said to me, my God, I was a gynecologist. How did you know that? And Peter said to me, I'm St. Peter, and I know everything about everybody who comes into heaven. So on he went. And the second fella comes up to St. Peter, and St. Peter said to him, how he's doing over there, by the way, okay? No reply. So the second fella comes up anyway, and he's going through the pearly gates, and Peter stops him, and St. Peter said to him, how much money were you making when you were alive? And this fella said to him, I was making about $250,000 a year. And Peter says to him, were you an investment banker or a stockbroker? And he said to him, my God, I was an investment banker. How did you know that? And Peter said to him, I'm St. Peter, and I know everything about everybody who comes into heaven. And on he went. And finally, the last fella comes up. And Peter said to him, how much money were you making a year when you were alive? And this fella said to him, I was making about $5,000 a year. And Peter looked at him and he said, what instrument do you play? Well, I'm happy to tell you that times have changed. And I told that one night, and the girl said to me, you better make sure what circles you're telling that in, because in some other circles, some of these musicians make lots of money, but I think the folk musicians are probably amongst the poorest of them all, and it's nice to see us having an opportunity to be up in a beautiful auditorium like this, and the stage with the lights and a great PA system and so on. Now, put your hands together and give a great round of applause to Jim Flanagan from Ballyvourney, West Cork. Thanks very much.
As a Corkman, I should have known better than take a lead from a Dubliner anyway, shouldn't I? I I'm going to sing two songs from West Cork, from Ballyvourney, where I came from, and funnily enough, both of them have to do with drinking. The first is an extremely sad song, and the second is a little more lively, so that we can show you the two sides of sort of the drinking predicament. The first song is sad because it's about a young man who doesn't have any money to pay his bar tab anymore. And that's a sad thing for anybody who's drinking, there's no doubt about it. The chorus is in Irish and the verses are in something that approximates English, but the chorus, which I will expect you to sing with me, says, Táim sin arrears in arrears, Táim sin arrears a dig an oil, Táim sin arrears in arrears is ni fada gomar me bio. Have you got that? Okay, good. It means I'm in arrears, I'm behind in my payments, I'm in arrears, I'm in arrears at the alehouse, I'm in arrears, and I don't think I live very long. I rewrote the verses a little bit to make them more fitting with my own biography, since I came over here rather than talk about places in West Cork that you know nothing about, so hopefully this will have some resonance for some of you. I spent 10 years in Philadelphia and out in Lancaster one more, till the bailiffs were hot on my shadow. I went south without settling the score. Now time shin arrears in arrears, time shin arrears a diggin' oil. Oh, time shin arrears in arrears, this me father the money me bio. I'll go on a sky to New Orleans to hound and to act there the rake, till the women there in the corner will be saying their prayers for my sake. And time shin arrears in arrears, time shin arrears a diggin' oil. Oh, time shin arrears in arrears, is the father gamadim me bio. I go up to Fenians and Jackson, and I danced a few steps on the floor. Then out to the Tipperary in Dallas, where I swap lies with Martin till four. Oh, time shin arrears in arrears, time shin arrears a diggin' oil. Oh, time shin arrears in arrears, it's the father gamanim me bio. A priest some good counsel he gave me, to buy myself some warm clothes. But what good is being warm on the outside if your belly is freezing with cold? Oh, time shin arrears in arrears, time shin arrears a diggin' oil. Oh, time shin arrears in arrears, is ni fadal gamanim me bio. Oh, that is the end of my ditty, and if you want to hear me sing more, fill up me glass with black porter and put 3 6-inch nails in the door. Oh, time shin arrears in arrears, time shin arrears a diggin' oil. Oh, time shin arrears in arrears, is the father gamanim me bio. Time shin arrears in arrears, time shin arrears a diggin' oil. Oh, time shin arrears in arrears, it's me father gamanim me bio. Thank you, Bermila Margaret, thank you. James mentioned that I make my living, I guess, as a university professor, but he doesn't realize that a major part of my income comes as a spokesman for the Ballyvourney tourist trade. And particular, I'm doing on this circuit, inviting many young men to come to Ballyvourney, because if you believe the poets, then the place seems to be abounding in young women who are sitting around with nothing else really much on their minds other than the seduction of young men who happen to have nothing else to do. So it's a great place to go for a vacation for that reason. And in this case, the young man does better than most, because he's walking along by the banks of the Solan River in Ballyvourney one day, and he runs into this very attractive young woman who asks him, would he like to go for a drink? And that, you admit, is a fairly decent offer in the first place, but she actually is better than that because she promises that she'll even pay for it. And you can't do much better than that. And the song is called Be Me Shigol. And again, it has a chorus, and the chorus says, Be Me Shigol, Sigol, Sigol, Be Me Shigol, Sopogan the Mon, Be Me Shigol, Sirinkile Kyol, Is Not Even Ungno Veha Poga Gun Tart. Which translates as, Let us be drinking and drinking and drinking, let us be drinking and kissing the women, let us be drinking and dancing to music. And this is the philosophical part for you to think of now when you go home. And isn't it a wonderful thing to be kissing without thirst? I just sing some, I don't write some, okay? Tra noinin for illati veroid, Connachalog van Bovaruk das. Blastagus cor, the lower of yol, the rotten, the migol, agus deal, the toss, agus be me shigol, sigol, sigol, be me shigol, sapogan the man, be me shigol. Serinkilek yol, is not even and gnove a pogagan tart. Vi tarnis an oed gan vi laring dal saul I galud ar galon tu I dug a gan stad Pwns duing ar bord sa dor dig ma slol Agus bim ish gy cio for gy gloech an chylach Agus bim ish I gol, si gol, si gol Bim ish I gol, sa pogan na man Bim ish I gol Sa rinkel e cio is not even an gno Ve ha pog a gan tar Shing sheen to go so, trish and lumid and all, hacker pwile ha door and a risful knag. And sergeant na hor, baron tish na no, hack deli ga kio, ka kartle ha ka mak, agus bi mi shigol, sigol, sigol, bi mi shigol, sa pokin na man, bi mi shigol. Sir rinkelek yol, is not even an gnove ha poga gan tart. This is a very serious verse, so I should probably explain it before we get into it. Poet says he runs into a man that is ill. The reason he's ill is because he drinks nothing but tea. If he drank some good poteen from Quillay, that's Irish illicit whiskey, he'd shortly be up and about and chasing women. Well, faddle domine, say gol capante, say vigatre, agus baroite gama. Dan olwg se bren, dy pwyt i'n cwle, mae gan y ddwy glem, tis y ddwy di ac na man, agos bi mi sigol, 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 bi mi sigol, sy ffog yn na man, bi mi sigol. Sy'r un cilecol, ys na cifn yn gnofe, a ffog ag yn hart, agos bi mi sigol, 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 bi mi sigol, sy ffog yn na man, bi mi sigol.